Vice President Kamala Harris has not released a detailed policy platform since becoming the Democrats' presidential nominee. She is signaling some of her priorities. NPR White House correspondent Asma Khalid looks at how Harris is talking about the economy.
When you listen to Harris on the campaign trail, she talks about the economy in bold yet broad terms. Here she was in Michigan on Wednesday.
And when I am president, it will be my day one priority to fight to bring down prices.
And earlier that day in Wisconsin.
And building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency.
And last week in Georgia, saying she believes in a future where everyone has the opportunity to own a home and build intergenerational wealth.
A future with affordable health care, affordable child care, paid leave.
If this all sounds familiar, it's because it's an echo of President Biden and an attempt to counter former President Trump. Harris's economic vision is a continuation of the Biden agenda with a degree of differentiation. The clearest sign of what Harris would do comes from what she's prioritized as vice president: small business growth, racial equity, and the care economy. Michael Pyle was Harris's chief economic advisor in the White House.
I saw with my own eyes the way that she fought for and championed the expanded child tax credit.
Harris has explicitly spoken about child care and paid leave as aspects of the broader economy. Ai-Jin Poo is an organizer for caregivers who's met with Harris multiple times.
I remember she was the first to declare a state of emergency for women in the pandemic because we were all bearing witness to literally millions of women being pushed out of the workforce.
A number of people NPR spoke with, from former White House officials to outside advocates like Poo, say Harris is likely to double down on aspects of Biden's Build Back Better agenda that did not pass through Congress.
I think the care agenda will be a big part of that. And that really is a big cornerstone of what was not accomplished and achieved in the first 3 years.
Another key priority for Harris as vice president has been small business creation. Here's Michael Pyle again, who's advised Harris in the White House.
Her very first meeting when she became vice president with ordinary Americans was with small business owners. And that's something she made clear to me, something she made clear to the entire staff. This matters to me.
When Harris would travel around the country, she often made a point of visiting small businesses, like this black woman-owned record store in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Fine, fine. Oh, what did you guys get? Show me what you got. D'Angelo. Okay, good.
A former Harris advisor told NPR that it was important to the vice president to bring people to the table who historically have not had access. And she did that in the economic space through her focus on community lending. But the most persistent concern voters have is their daily experience with the economy. The unemployment rate is at its highest level in nearly 3 years. And many Americans say costs are still too high.
Keep in mind, people are pretty negative about the state of the economy.
Glenn Bolger is a Republican pollster. Throughout this campaign, Trump has held a significant advantage on the economy. But inflation and high costs don't appear to be as big of a vulnerability for Harris as they were for Biden.
She does not get a lot of blame for people's negative attitudes towards the economy. That's much more on Biden.
That's a takeaway also found in our latest NPR PBS News Marist poll. But frankly, the biggest unknown is that economic conditions could fluctuate over the next few months. And Harris is the sitting vice president. And negative impressions of the economy are traditionally more detrimental to the party in power. Asma Khalid, NPR News.